All right, we'll go with Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon, Joel.
Amy.
I know five games in the next nine nights is a heavy schedule for you guys. A month ago, the conversation was looking forward at the March schedule and at how heavy that was. What is the difference this time around after getting through that heavy March schedule for the importance of your team really focusing on taking care of themselves and getting their rest and staying hydrated, all those kinds of good things to get through this next 9 days?
Absolutely. Nothing different other than we need to be better. This is the reality of hockey, Amy. Stay humble, stay hungry. Trust what you're doing. Invest in what you're doing. Don't cut corners. And especially the challenge of the team that are going to be coming after us more and more, like Winnipeg did. So I think we need to be better in some area. And that was my meeting this morning. I'm challenging some of the guys is to have a good stretch, to play well. I'm looking for performance, and I'm still looking to dig deeper with a younger lineup and a less experience, or maybe I would say, especially at the forward position, we've lost top players in top mm-hmm. position in top minutes. So now you need to be aware and ready to go, because now you're going to rely on everybody. And, I saw a saying the other day, what I really like is you want to go somewhere fast, go alone. If you want to go somewhere far, go as a group. And I thought it was great, because this is what it is. Like, you want to go far. You want to bring team deep. You want to go. So you got to go as a group. It's not going to be one person. And that's where we are right now. So for me, we have to be better. Everybody's going to have to give a little more. So I haven't put my guard down and challenged a guy before practice today, looking for some trigger points in our game to be better. And they did it in practice today. Now let's see how we do tomorrow.
Ryan Poehling just commented on looking forward to seeing Cole Caulfield join the lineup and looking forward to seeing him make that transition from the college game to the pro game. Can you talk a bit about, in addition to the importance of your older players being a mentor to young players like Caulfield, making that transition to the pro game and all of the young guys that you've got on the team this year, how important is it for the leadership of even younger players like Ryan, who have played NCAA hockey, to help guide that transition from that realm of hockey into pro?
Well, I tell you what, for a young guy that comes, and Rob Ramage always phrase it really well, is like they're drinking sometime from a fire hose, which is, it's a lot. And then the flip side, Rob will always say, listen to the coaches, look at the process, embrace the process, and talk to your teammate. So, I mean, those were advice that he got, already. And Cole he was eager. He was on Zoom call with us this morning in a dressing room when we did our presentation. The player is going to be with on every meeting we're going to do, just to see how we operate, how we do. That's important. He's in quarantine, but that doesn't mean we cannot work with him. But he's a high pick, but he's a high caliber hockey player. And, we all know it's not getting easier when you go up, but he's got the capability. Will it be some adjustment? Yes. Will he have to talk to some of his teammate? Of course. But the main thing is to trust the process, trust what we're doing. And it's been going far. It's going well for the guys that, have done it. And he's excited. Like, I see him as excited as it can be to be a pro. Like, his friends are pro. Player he played with and played against turned pro. And, Hughes has been in the NHL. Like, he wanted to be a pro. He wanted to play in the pro. He wants to be a hockey player, which is, to me, the number one skill. So he's going to sink it in. There's going to be some good and learning experience, which is good. But we're all positive for him to come and join the team. That's for sure.
Great. Merci, Joel.